and Kimberly.
We're moving into the very last interview of the show this morning, and what a wonderful show it's been. Relaxing, easygoing, and thank you so much for all your SMSs, your WhatsApps, your tweets. We've really enjoyed the way you engage with us and comment on the stories that we engage with as well. Now, last week, the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation launched a three-week art exhibition, and the foundation is an independent PBO, and the art exhibition is called On Main Road, and it was launched at the Constitution Hill Women's Jail in Braamfontein and features a variety of really interesting works from artists around the country as well. On the line with us, we have the communications manager of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, Faisal Mamdu. Faisal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
It's an intriguing title, and when one sees the exhibition, one understands why, but perhaps you could just give us a little insight into the title and the kinds of works that one sees at the exhibition.
Sure. So the title borrows from one of the works on display on Main Road. And from our point of view, the idea of a main road captures a mainstream or suggests some kind of mainstream. But the exhibition, in a sense, interrogates that.
Poses
questions around what actually is the main road. And I think the exhibition is themed around issues of inclusion, exclusion, inequality, and the like. And when we consider this question of the main road, we might define or interpret or relate to it in very different ways, given our circumstances, given our divided past. And there may well be a suggestion that we all need to be. In a sense, it poses the question of who's including who and on what terms.
Yeah.
And on what basis. So it's interrogation of the main road, per se. What constitutes a main road? Yeah.
Faisal, it's interesting because when I look at the images, what comes to mind is this idea of historically how the main street in a space would be the area of community. And that's where community engages. And yet, as you say, it does start to question, as it becomes a main road, it becomes a question of who's included, who's excluded. And so when you look at those images, there's some really intriguing storylines around that particular concept. And I found that interesting with regard that it comes out of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation.
Yeah. No, I think, our formal purpose is to foster an inclusive society. So to theme the exhibition around these questions of inclusion, exclusion, and like is very relevant to the work that we do and the aims and the objectives of our work. So it's very pertinent to that. From our point of view, this is something that needs to be delve into much more deeply, because we can make certain assumptions about the issue of inclusion. Does it only speak to the economics? Does it also speak to the social, for example?
Yeah.
And given our divided past, given the ways in which black culture in general and our African identity has been suppressed and repressed, to what extent are some of those dynamics important in the way in which we define what is our mainstream, as it were, and our identity? So it is intriguing, and there are many pieces speak to it in very diverse ways.
So there's a very beautiful print by the artist Donald Makola called Life Battle, and obviously it's, not obviously, but it is one of those trolleys with water containers, etc., on the trolley, and it does talk to the road as a very physical thing. So it made me think a lot about the people who are the plastic recyclers in our town, Johannesburg. And indeed, the road becomes such a topic of journey, internal journey, where one could get one's economy from, if you look at the guys who are collecting plastic. And it's very powerful, that. It's a very powerful way of using art as a consideration to our world.
Yeah. You know, that was quite deliberate from our point of view, because, you know, we think art can lend itself to the national discussion on a very important topic, lend itself in very interesting ways to the subject, and in fact open our minds, you know, in how we consider this. And so I think certainly if you look at the exhibition as a whole, it there is interrogation, you know, of this concept of inclusivity and of the main road. Because the main road kind of represents access as well, represents, you know, some terms of, you know, the aspirations. But perhaps we need to rethink, you know, what should constitute our main road.
I know, and as I'm listening to you, I'm just suddenly thinking of an Uber driver that I was with yesterday, and he was complaining bitterly about the fact that in Zimbabwe, the new president, Mr. Mnangagwa, has just gone and named every single main road Mnangagwa Drive, Mnangagwa Avenue, Mnangagwa Street. And I just started to think how powerful and how dangerous that kind of process is. And perhaps that's something we could address as well.
Yeah, no, we obviously haven't gone that far.
No, we hope never.
Yeah.
We may never get that far, please.
Because it's about, well, there are many different types of main roads as well. You know, in different contexts. So we do need to open ourselves up to that. You know, I mean, when you enter the exhibition, you know, we use a piece by Johnny Miller.
Yes.
Which I think we've done in a very interesting way. It covers the entire, well, a large portion of the floor as you enter the atrium of the women's jail. And that's quite powerful as well in terms of the concept of the main road, because if people recall, there was an image which featured on the cover of Time magazine.
Yes.
And the main road, that image is very much seen as
becomes a boundary.
A boundary, an absolute divide.
Us and them.
You know.
Faisal, very briefly, what else does the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation do?
Well, basically, this is our 15th anniversary, and we're in fact having the art exhibition as part of commemorating that 15th anniversary.
Yeah.
Our primary focus is on educational development and small business development. So, you know, the program has grown organically over the 15 years. So we work in primary and secondary schooling through our partner entities, Adopter School and KST. We have a bursary program, which is sort of a post education program. It's more than a bursary program. It's kind of wraparound support and youth development. And then there's Black Umbrellas, which...
Yes, the Shanduka Black Umbrellas.
It used to be, it comes out of the old Shanduka.
Yeah.
So Black Umbrellas focuses on small business development through incubators around the country. So very briefly, you know, that's our focus.
Faisal, we're going to have to end it there. We're going into 10 o'clock. That's Faisal Mamdou, Communications Manager at the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation. The exhibition runs until the 15th of December, and something to go and look at, some really beautiful images that are up at the Women's Jail at Constitution Hill. Guess what? It's 10 o'clock. It's no longer good morning.